Hello, ladies and gents. You are listening to Miss the Bus, and this is episode 30 of our weekly show.
Big 3-0.
I got icing on my...
Angelo's eaten four cupcakes since he's gotten here. So
that's a lot.
A good cupcake. So this episode, everybody, is going to be a little different for them, the normal rigmarole that we do.
Why is it different, Tyler? What's different this week? What's so special about this week?
This morning was the Smash Brothers Nintendo Direct. Well, there you go.
That is what it's called.
The Smash Ultimate Direct, where they focused on all the last stuff before that they want to show before the game comes out in like a month or 5 weeks or
the wrap-up direct.
However long it is. So yeah, we're just going to roll through it. We're going to talk about what they showed, what we liked, what we didn't like, our overall hype levels, all that kind of jizz jazz.
I'm sorry, you are a monster.
Jizz
you
jazz.
Are fucking,
leave me alone.
You're a piece of something, dude.
He's continuing to eat the cupcake, if anybody is wondering.
He's doing that thing where you just like tongue the top.
I don't like people
nice
that do that. Like when
either,
people do
man.
With ice cream
put
cones.
Put it all
and
in
they,
your
like,
mouth at once, just finish it off.
They lick it in like a circle and it ends up looking like a little ice cream penis.
It's too
well, that's awkward,
oddly seductive.
I don't, but whatever.
Well, lots of people do. Because I feel like I'm just putting my spit all over the...
Yeah,
you know what
I'm eating it right after. I'm just like, fuck, no. I'm just going to, you know what?
It's my spit.
3 bites.
Yeah, but you're gross.
3 bites of ice cream?
No, of a cupcake.
Oh. I was going to say, you're one of those psycho people that put like their teeth, like they bite into ice cream.
No, that is worse. If you eat ice cream with your teeth, you are crazy and you have problems because that is just...
I don't think I do that.
I mean...
People just take big old chunks out of ice
cream. If you're eating
ice cream
and you just bite into it with your teeth.
If I have a big cone, I think
I
have to at first, but I don't finish it that way.
You don't get like freezer burn in your teeth.
Yeah, you're right.
You do. You just got to fight through it.
Freezer burn?
Yeah, freezer burn. But this is unimportant in comparison to what happened today.
Yeah, for real. But before we get into the Smash stuff, as usual, if you like what we do, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, not Spotify. And on the social medias, we are at Miss the Bus Pod on Twitter and on Instagram and Facebook. Search Miss the Bus. We will be there.
We're always there. We never leave.
Right. So getting into it.
As usual, man, you didn't even tell people who I am.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. I'm so
sorry. I feel cheated and shortchanged.
Well, he also didn't say who we were either. Who?
Okay, well, I'm Tyler. I'm here with Matt Angelo Bailey.
Thank you.
We are Mr. Bus.
I never leave.
We are
Mr. Bus.
I forget that other people don't know you, so I don't feel...
I know. You know me.
Right,
and
so I don't feel like I have to introduce you, but
dang.
I get it. So let's just jump right into it.
Leave the people in the blind.
So I was very excited for this. I think we all were. Smash is one of my favorites.
What time did it come out?
The 10. Direct.
The Direct was this morning at 9.
It was at 9 a.m.
Central time.
I set my alarm for 8:50.
I was an hour late.
Dang, I thought it was 10.
So you just watched it like the... Because they post it like right after.
Yeah, I watched it this afternoon, actually.
I watched it live. I participated live.
Earlier this week, there was a big leak that seemed to be real, where it was the backdrop image of... With all more characters added in. But
Angelo's
no, Angelo.
His fucking
yeah,
victory
he's putting
lap.
His thumb down.
You're
he
saying this,
like
Angelo,
it.
But the thing is, to back up all these theories, when leaks have come out for Smash before, they've been real most of the time. So it's not like...
And this leak,
most.
Above all leaks, seemed so
it's
real.
It's not only that, but
so
many sites
real.
Were saying that it
yeah,
seemed
Yeah, it wasn't
real too,
like it was
so.
Just one obscure thing.
I mean, when one starts to say it, people just pick it up because of the most relevant news.
But so, the thing is, there's, it was a Snapchat picture that someone had posted, and more or less, it was the mural of all the characters with a few more added in. It was Shadow from Sonic, Banjo-Kazooie, Geno from Super Mario RPG, Chorus Kids from Rhythm Heaven, and
Isaac
from Golden Sun.
Boy, those
we saw him as a trophy.
We sure did.
We did.
Walked to for the forever fucking depths of
We're
being
gonna get
an
into
assist
that.
Trophy.
But more or less, this Direct starts off... Oh, and Ken was on there, too.
He was.
So the Direct starts off, they show Ken. So at first, we're like, all right.
We're going.
It's probably
this
true.
Is a real leak. Angela's going to fucking...
But then, right off the bat, it's disproven. With a lot of people had said the leak was fake because people somehow knew that apparently Incineroar was going to be in the game. The final evolution from Sun and Moon for one of the starter Pokemon.
Yeah, I had read some of that, and as soon as he showed up, I was like, okay.
So
I liked
yeah.
his flame panties
his
that
belt.
He wears.
Wow, his fire
belt.
Fucking belt.
That's the only thing flaming on him is the belt.
Well.
I think Bailey thinks that is his fucking underwear.
They need to... Make it look more like a belt.
What do you consider
pants.
Your underwear then?
Huh.
If your belt is your underwear.
No, it didn't
underwear?
Look like a belt at first. At least when I was looking at my phone very far away, and I didn't know much about Incineroar, but it looked like panties.
It's a big old WWE fire belt.
Yep.
More
WWE, right. They wear panties in that too. So like
you're not wrong.
I'm just
but
saying.
You are wrong about the character.
Angela's so aggravated right now. But yeah, so they show Ken, they show Incineroar, and automatically everyone's like, well, it looks like the
leak's fucking
looks
fake.
Like the old leak was fake, because Incineroar was not in that big mural picture.
Angela fucking cheering, shouting to the moon.
So yeah, they show those two, and then they proceed to say that these are the last two that will be in the game.
I felt like I had been punched in my gut. But not in a way where I'm like, I'm not like shitting on Nintendo because I got my hopes up because of a leak, a fake leak that had nothing to do with them.
Yep.
So you can't fault them. I'm just being honest. Sitting there, I was like, fuck.
It is important
to
know.
I was so ready for that to be real.
It's important to know at this point, too, that makes 74 characters. With
74 big ones.
Yeah, so.
With the Echo?
That's counting the Echoes, counting Squirtle and Bulbasaur as separate. That is 74. 74 characters.
Get this cupcake wrapper off the fucking...
Get both of them off.
Does it bother you?
It does.
You are crazy.
I don't like
it. You are number two psycho.
Probably.
Inside the
mind.
Get
my own segment. And you're not going to do it.
Yeah, no, they're staying there.
Do anything around here, you got to do it yourself. Like the Joker.
But yeah, so they show these characters, and we're just going to get right into it. The big things that they announced were the characters. They said these are the last two that will be included in the game at launch. And then they proceed to show... The one mode that people knew about.
That had been rumored, right? You're talking about Spear mode?
It was the one that was blurred out in one of the directs. And people,
then they put like the Japanese one together and did some fucking translating shit. And they're like,
sleuths,
this letter means this.
Yeah, internet sleuths figured out that it was Spirit mode. We didn't know what it was going to be, but they proceed to show this mode. And from my understanding, me and Matt were talking about this before, in past Smash games, they had event mode. And event mode was basically special challenges where you pick a fighter and you... You do these special fights, more or less, and you unlock trophies through it. You unlock Mii costumes, all sorts of different things. But they're fun.
Right.
They're fun, and they've had them since Melee. Spirit mode, more or less, looks like you're collecting these spirits of all these characters that are from other games. It's basically a trophy system. And you equip these spirits to your characters to do events. That's basically my...
That's the gist
is that wrong?
I got out of it. No, I think that's right. I think, they're kind of replacing trophies in a way if you're looking for what
they
you're
straight
gonna be collecting.
And that's where this gets dumb for me. My favorite part of Smash is collecting trophies.
There's probably like...
There's none. They said there's none.
No, I know that. But instead of like being trophies, it's spirits, right?
Yes.
There might be some way that like in a collection system that you can click on it.
And
like
read
a spirit.
It.
And like, it becomes big and it's just
probably.
Like the picture.
I do think this is like, it's meant to like settle your itch for trophies. It's just taking something that's been there.
It's
and
trying
it
to
a...
get people to play the game. Because people would play the game to collect trophies before, but it was kind of like you would have to be classic mode with characters and like you'd get the set, like each trophy for each character for doing that, but it would take a very long time. It looks like this is a sped up version of that because in a way it would take so long to do that be classic mode with 80 characters and whatnot.
Right.
So it's like it looks like they're trying to get people to actually, people that maybe didn't play for the trophies before actually to try and do it this time. But the problem with it is trophies is like one of my favorite things in Smash. So I hope Angelo is right where like when you get them you can read about them and there's more to it. But I just think the whole game looks convoluted.
I mean,
it's too much. It looks
that
like
Spirit Mode looks like the most convoluted Smash
it
has
does.
Done yet.
Yeah,
and it's like daunting in a way that like Smash is such like a pick it up and just play.
Well,
game.
You don't have to play with
for
you
sure.
Don't.
And
you're right. That's a valid point.
I'm not shitting on anything.
No,
I'm just saying like there was a big chunk of this direct that I'm looking at as like it looks like they spent so much time on this.
Yeah,
and it's something that I really don't think I'm going to spend that much time playing.
And that's
I don't
the thing.
Think
like,
I'm alone in that. I think there are other people that feel the same way about it.
We're critiquing the direct, but this by no means like kills our hype or anything because obviously
absolutely
this
not.
Game is going to be amazing.
This
is just
be
one
the
part
best
of the
Smash
game.
Bros. Game ever,
it,
and they've
it
all
will.
Been incredible. So
that will take everything that's given to me.
And that's
sure.
the thing. I'm going to play this mode. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to collect stuff because that's my favorite part about Smash: collecting trophies. So if it has a similar thing, and where hopefully it's just not as convoluted as it seems.
It is.
I guess
I know. It definitely
coming from
is.
Someone who like. I play Smash and I watch all play Smash and I like it a lot. Just whenever I saw that they announced this part, I just was watching it and thinking like, what is the point of doing
this? It went on for too long.
It's just, it seemed like extreme. It seemed like they were trying to turn it into a different game.
The spirit mode almost seems like
and
a
that's
different,
what I didn't understand about
and
it.
Smash games have had that before. Like they had Smash Run and Smash Tour and it was similar where Smash Tour was kind of, it was a little convoluted like
and
those.
Spirit mode will probably be a fun thing to like if you're, when you're playing by yourself, right? When you're not playing with friends, like maybe that is something that you could dive and that has more depth to it than the, like the adventure mode and stuff had. But like, I don't know.
Do you guys want to dive in more into like the spirit mode? Since we're talking about this now?
Well, yeah, that's what we are.
Boy.
We got something to add.
Speak your mind.
What do you have to add to it? Yeah. Like, what more details do you have about it?
Kirby survives?
Well, first of all, I had no idea that the background story of...
Their toys.
Yeah, that their toys...
You didn't know that?
If I did, I must have forgotten.
Yeah, because you see
in
that
Smash in Smash 64.
Cool. Right.
Yeah.
They start off as toys and then they
Well, I saw that in the Nintendo Direct. Yeah. But.
I had 64 and I played it a lot, so I already knew that.
Yeah, I played it, but
like back in the day, I was not good at all at that game.
Yeah, well, definitely. It's a lot slower. Well, like you are now. It's more or less like Master Hand is kind of like the kid playing with the toys in a way.
Right.
Like that's kind of like
that's the
concept.
That's the concept of the classic mode.
See, and also like the spirits, how you can like put them into your character and like you have this
and
team
different
power
things.
Thing.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of like a lot of the games that I play on my mobile phone.
It does. I mean, I was going to bring that
up.
Yeah,
I was reading people were saying like people that were upset about were saying like it just makes me feel like I'm playing this gimmicky mobile shit that I don't want to play.
Like when you collect characters like the Disney game that you guys see me play.
Yeah, all
it looks
the time.
Just like that.
Like you collect Disney characters and like you train them up and you have like more team power, and,
right? And,
you and
that's essentially what it's
store.
Doing with these things, and it's
which
it's
makes
giving,
it seem like
you'll
it's
probably love it. You'll
yeah.
love it. Though.
It's I mean, giving you something to collect and whatnot. But I just feel like I don't know. Is that like there are people that play Smash that like it, like you? But how big of like the audience of Smash is going to be like gung ho about this versus like I don't know? Give us something like a little bit different.
Yeah, but you also have to think about that the Switch is kind of like a mobile platform.
It is.
It is.
It'll probably work well for...
You know, it's not like you leave it at home kind of system.
Yeah.
Like, you take the Switch everywhere.
Yeah, I'm just hoping when I start playing it, I get an easy grasp on it and can just play it a lot. Because I'm one of those guys, like, I play Smash solo a lot. I would try and beat Classic Mode with all the characters and All-Star Mode and get trophies and do everything. So it's like, I hope I like this so I can put all the time into that because that's the funnest part of Smash.
Yeah, yeah.
It also,
for me.
Like, when they show, like, the combination of spirits and, like, characters, it looked kind of challenging on some, I gotta admit.
When the, like, Animal Crossing sisters was, like, three fucking Sonic the Hedgehogs running at you.
That one with the,
And that's what I mean when I say it's kind of like event mode, because event mode would do weird shit
like
that,
stuff
too.
Like that.
Well,
they're
mostly, like, arcade.
Yeah.
Or, like, all-star kind of thing. But yeah.
Gutsman Mario.
So yeah, they had spirit mode, and then the other thing they showed was World of Light, which I think is what it's going to be called. It's like the adventure mode, more or less. It's kind of like Subspace Emissary, but it's not... It's different than that.
Yeah.
It looks like it's more... Because the adventure mode was really fun in Melee. I don't think they had it in the Wii U one.
No.
So it looks like they're bringing it back in this form. I think it actually looks kind of fun, but again, they didn't show much of it.
Yeah,
it
just basically
cool,
showed the intro to
like
it.
A top-down, like...
Because you go through different worlds and stuff,
yeah.
And that's kind of how adventure mode was.
Yeah, and then you can ride like things.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
You can ride like things,
and they had like this whole like anime-esque cutscene with fucking like music to like the Smash song.
Yeah,
and like I couldn't help but laugh because it was the most Kingdom Heartsy thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
On the downside, I feel like for a person that like really wants to complete like all the spirits and like level all of them up.
You'll
I feel
be
like that's
playing
gonna be
this
like
for the rest of your
super tedious because you have to get rid of some and you
it
probably
is.
Have to go back and get it again.
Well, so yeah, because the like whole thing that makes process. Spirits more complicated than picking up trophies, right, is that when you're unlocking one, you've got to do that whole little mini game thing where you got to shoot the light
right.
into the circle, and if you fuck it up, you just got to wait till you
and
get back.
And you can also like level them up to like 99 max.
That's
like
what you can do with
one.
Amiibos too.
Yeah. Well, I think Amiibos is 50, isn't it?
It might be, but it's a similar concept where you're leveling up to fight
well,
with you.
Amiibos is much faster.
It is. It is a lot faster, yeah.
I never really used the Amiibos. And,
I do. They eventually kicked my ass.
Yeah, they are. It is fun to fuck around
with
them.
I mean, it's like a very intelligent AI.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they are. You like train against them and you keep leveling them up and then you can fight them.
And then eventually you learn how you play and then it kicks your ass.
And then it kicks your ass.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking supercomputer. Yeah, I don't know. Let's talk more but back to like the two main new characters they added though, because we kind of jumped to Spirit. But like,
yeah, I just wanted to get the modes out the way because I feel like it's the thing everyone was kind of disappointed
for sure,
with. Or,
yeah,
like people that don't play Smash like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's the characters themselves are, like way more hype. And it's like even though it wasn't all the ones we saw in the leak, like they both seem like they're gonna be really cool.
They do.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know. Ken, I didn't play Ryu much, so Ken's going to be probably more of the same.
I'm really happy with Incineroar. I think he's going to be really fucking cool.
He looks
cool.
Super fun.
Like, all the Pokemon characters, are, even when like you're not that good with them, they're still fun to play with.
Yeah. They're so like, different from each other, and like,
yeah,
I don't know. Incineroar totally. Looks like one of the most different characters yet. Like, just a character that's based so much around like throwing and shit. Like, that just seems really cool to me.
I don't know what else they're hiding with the Smash Ball, But I do like that Ken has two different smashes.
Yeah. Ryu does too.
Oh, yeah. Ryu apparently does too, but none of us ever played.
I like how that look. They like looked super cool too.
They do. I mean, they're like so fluid looking.
The way he like kicks, because they were really focusing on his kicking, and yeah. I was like, you know what? I enjoy this.
And you know what? You know what I like about the final smashes now is like the way they look.
They
have this like slow mo and like a big finisher.
They showed Yoshi's new one. It's like a herd of Yoshi's.
Yeah,
which I think
which
is awesome.
Fucking terrifying. Yeah. No, I mean, we've talked about it before with the Smash, but I love the just the way they're simplifying it to where everybody's like, nobody's going to have like this fucking like like the Sonic Smash and where like the Landmaster, like none of those things none that just that, like yeah. change it. Like it's just a move, which I think is right. awesome and a really cool.
And, you know, one thing the Spirits like kind of made me realize was that, I mean, like, you know, we play like Smash a lot and we know that like Ganon and Bowser are like heavy characters and they hit hard. Mm-hmm. But like Incineroar was like he specializes in his like throws.
Right.
And that was something like I never thought of. And I feel like
it's unique. It's like super cool that
yeah, and like going into this game I feel like I have to really think about like how I wanna play and like or like how I wanna have fun, you know? Like do I wanna throw people around?
Especially since they changed the dodge mechanic, you kinda have to change how you play because we
I
just
keep forgetting
dodge.
About that.
And I don't know, I feel like it's cool. And also Incineroar, his like side B where he like tosses
where he throws to the ring, the,
yeah, and then you have to time it.
You have
right.
to time it back. That's I yeah. think that was so cool. Yeah, it's really cool to have like that much depth to a character. Which there are other characters like that too, but I just think like he seems so different. Like we said, that I think he's gonna be a lot of fun, and people are gonna really like playing as him.
I wish they would just like add like a bunch of like Pokemon characters.
I mean, I would love that too. I would love it. But that, you, I guess they can only have so many, and they have so many Fire Emblem characters. There is a lot of Pokemon.
Add some Digimon.
You know what? That would not be a bad idea.
It wouldn't.
Like,
but it will never happen.
Like Agumon? That monkey Digimon?
Which monkey?
It's like Eomon or something like that. He's like a monkey. He was like in the beginning like series.
The one with the horn?
No, he's just like a monkey that like sung.
It's just a monkey.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember him? All right.
Correct us in the comments.
Well, also, you do start with, like, the original characters.
You start with, like, what
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, the original.
Is it 7 or 8?
Yeah, I think it's 8.
It's 8, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because in 64, you start with 8.
And they're in the order
eight.
That they...
Yep.
That's a cool thing, too. Yeah, that they're just in the awesome. Order that they were added to Smash until the screen fucking is just blowing up with characters.
I was thinking about it earlier. It's crazy that when we get this game, we're going to be so hyped to play, but we're going to have nothing unlocked.
I know. You forget
about
that.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah,
but
you know what?
Fun.
It is funny because, and I keep forgetting that because earlier when you and me were talking and it was like, who am I going to play as first? And you're thinking all these characters like
yeah,
Wolf.
Mario
no, you're
and
not.
Link are the only
you're
players.
Playing,
yeah.
You're playing as one of the original 8 and you're just kind of going from there, which is interesting. But it's going to be fun. We've talked about that before too, that I think that's a really cool idea and it's just going to be one of those things where you're just playing the game and you're having fun. And
well, yeah, you're going to get to the point where you're like sick from
yeah.
playing it
well,
so much.
It's
going to
be like you're grinding it out,
everything.
But you're constantly unlocking new shit, so it's not going to feel like that. It's
Maybe I'm going to have to take my old Mario out again.
Your old Mario out?
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I haven't played Mario
you
in
don't.
A while.
Mario.
Because I kicked your ass as Mario too many times.
And then like,
oh, Dr. Mario?
No, just regular Mario.
I thought you always did Dr. Mario for some reason. No. Maybe that's me.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about like a fucking amiibo. And
no,
just
Tyler
like,
and I would always battle it out.
Oh, and he would do the, Mario yeah, you would spike Falcon. Everybody with Mario.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I hate it.
And then I started picking up like all their characters. I threw Mario out to the trash.
You picked up Didi as your boy.
My
or day-to-day, how we say it.
We can use spirits to have a bunch of those little fucking spike things.
Get out of here. But yeah, so they showed those two characters that we keep talking about, but they also, halfway through the direct, they said, we have one more. It's a special free offer.
Ooh.
Nintendo's a bunch of sickos.
And it's fucking Piranha Plant.
I love it. That was the thing I was the most excited about.
I mean,
about.
This was probably my favorite moment.
It was
of the
so
direct.
Awesome.
It's so dumb, but it's so funny.
I mean,
I
he looks
it.
Like. I'm saying he, and I guess it's a plant, so who knows?
I
don't
always
it.
Think of the piranha plant more as a woman, honestly. But
really?
I don't know if it's just.
He's got
genderless.
Lips.
Yeah,
that's
I think
why.
That's what it is.
All right, well, she. I feel like she looks really cool to use, actually.
But
like,
Petey Piranha was a boy.
Yeah.
In Sunshine. And that's his final
that's
smash.
That's the big final smash, right?
Yeah, it's Petey.
Yeah, I thought
that was so cool. Got cute little panties, too.
Yeah,
he's a boy. But yeah, basically what they're doing with Petey Piranha is if you get the game and you register it
today.
Yeah, starting today, if you register it
doesn't it like do that like automatically when you just put in your game?
What do you mean?
In the Switch? like registers the game to your
Nintendo? Probably. You just have to have a Nintendo account.
I remember it being complicated when I was trying to do it on the 3DS.
You can. It's not too hard to figure it out. You can figure it out eventually. It is.
I mean,
kind
I ended
of,
up getting it.
Yeah. So basically, if you have the game by January 31st, you will, and you register your game, be it a digital copy or your physical or whatever, you will get PD Piranha for free in February.
Yeah. Which, for some reason, during the Direct, I guess too many things were happening. My brain wasn't functioning right. I thought that you were going to get the Piranha as, like, just with the disc.
Like,
with
early?
The game.
No.
Yeah, I thought you were just going to ship with it.
They straight up said, like, we're still, like, working on him, but yeah. In February, around February, he should be good to go. Yeah. And then they also made a point to say that if you don't get the game by then, you'll still be able to buy him later.
Right, which is
cool. As DLC.
Which is cool.
And that gets on to the next thing. So they announced DLC.
Thank God. Even though we all expected it,
yeah,
it's just nice to know, like, we weren't,
wait,
you know,
before we get to
shammed.
Before we get to the DLC, I know you're a big fan of music.
I am.
So, what do you think about the thing they're doing?
With what?
The music
with,
they're like, adding?
The music they're adding, like, the DLC also.
Oh, how does it track with each character?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, the game has so much music as it is. It's insane.
Why'd you say before we get to the DLC?
I know, this is a part of it.
He was about to say, like, the DLC comes with a character and a song, and then you could have been like, hey, man, I know you like music. What do you think about it?
So well, he likes to form his own
I was like, looking at the challenges.
Yeah.
I just think it looks pretty cool. Like,
oh, we didn't talk about the challenges. I guess we could talk about that really, really quickly.
I mean, I'm
blanking on
that one.
Challenges were fun in the Wii U one. Basically, they had a big board, and it was just challenges, and it would be like, beat Classic with three characters or beat like 20 events or something like that. And every time you would beat one, you would get a trophy or get something rewarded in some way. So it was actually fun, but in this
so
one
what
it looks
do you get
like,
this one? I don't think I ever really even
you,
messed with
I
that.
Think you'll get rewards like that, like you'll get spirits and things, but it looks like it
like
each,
a comic.
Each Ooh, one that you do, like a pic, you get a new picture and it fills out like a
That's
big comic book.
That's not similar to when you have Ganondorf hit the sack with a bat.
That's in there too. That's home run contest. Yeah, home run contest.
Is that the sack the bat?
Yeah, also,
just when you like smash it.
I really thought it was cool, like the different languages.
I thought that was so cool too.
German Ivysaur.
I made oh, they were so excited about that too when they were announcing. They were like, "We put a lot of hard work into this."
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna change mine to Spanish.
I mean, it is so cool.
Well,
that you
are
can
Spanish,
do that, and apparently it was a really highly requested thing. So I get it, but it is just funny. It's like trophies are gone, but like every character can speak like 11 languages.
It would be cool if you could just change like the way your character speaks instead of like the whole language of the
like just
the,
if
the
it
game.
Had an accent.
Oh, you mean like you could set Mario's gonna be speaking in French,
right?
Like.
Or like just like the character's voice.
I keep forgetting you picked the stage before the character.
Why don't they do this? Mario speaks with an Italian accent. Throws everyone off.
Tolle vous français.
I mean, that's French. Is that Italian?
Mario. I don't know.
Yeah, the languages are very cool. I thought like
it
the German Ivysaur was very funny.
It is a really cool.
I laugh.
Yeah, they all sound different. Like the way their voices.
It's just funny because like Pokemon just say their name. So it's funny like. How different he sounded for everything, but it's like,
well, because it's something you never think of. But most games, I mean, are a lot of video games like overdubbed? Like in like if you buy it in like France, is it dubbed in French? Like I guess I've never really thought about that. Like I mainly think about Japanese and American.
Games. I think it has to be, yeah.
Okay, because I know a lot of movies you see in other languages, you just like fuck it, and you gotta read subtitles.
Right.
Yeah, just I've never easy. Thought about yeah, that. I guess
know.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm sure it is kind of, like common, but I think like not every game.
I think
does
of everything
it.
As being American or Japanese.
Yeah,
because I live in America in most games
and most stuff I'm interested in is like Japanese. Yeah. But I think that is really cool. I think it's just gonna be so accessible to like people around the world, and it just goes with this whole theme of Smash Ultimate being like the ultimate Smash experience. Like they really did think of so much shit.
What did you guys think about the like the outside box thing?
Oh, where you can see where people are on the map.
Right.
I'm
never going to use
something I'll never use.
Wait, what are you talking about? Explain.
With they can add like a little mini map on the map,
right?
To not confuse you, your teammates will turn like clear.
No, that's cool.
That's a different thing, though.
No, I think it's related to
it.
No,
it's not.
No, you can set it to where your like teammate will be clear. But what Ando's talking about is like just a little mini map that pops up. But it's two separate things.
Oh, okay.
It's like you know you have like your TV like view, right?
Yeah.
So when you hit someone outside of that, this little like mini map shows up.
Oh, okay.
And like it tells you where outside of like the TV screen it is.
Like if they fall, like when you get hit like super far,
right?
They show.
But
where
doesn't
that
it already
is?
Do that? It shows the little like.
I mean, it shows
circle.
The
it just
icon.
Shows the circle.
I don't feel like
but
that's
now
necessary
now you
though.
Can see it. Yeah. Because, I mean, some characters that can fly.
Oh, you're not sure where exactly they're right. at.
You could go.
Yeah. Where hit them. That's pretty cool.
It's just like a gadget. Yeah. It's an extra gadget.
It's another
gadget.
Thing like, wow, they thought of everything.
And also, I might have to use that custom balance for this boy's...
Jesus.
For this boy's...
Captain Falcon?
For his Captain
Falcon. What, you going to tone him down?
Tone him down.
No.
Tone him
down.
you're saying he's too good? I thought you were trying to say you're going to have to turn yourself dead. No, you missed an opportunity to shit talk to people, man.
I mean...
Yeah, that is a new mechanic, too. If you're playing as a character that you think is too weak, you can make it a custom where you... raise their strength a little bit.
Was there not already a handicap feature in these games?
I don't think it's like that, though.
Okay. Yeah, there was, but...
But it's not
it's
as
like you can set it
this.
To a specific character.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's cool for characters like Fox and Falco that aren't that strong anymore. At least, like, for me, when I play as them, I always get my ass... I love playing as them, but I always get my ass kicked.
Real quick, before we get off, because we're pretty much off of the DLC, though, what's the pricing on that? Does anybody have that up? Because
$5.99.
It's... Okay, so... We actually didn't talk about that at all.
Right,
they announced the DLC Fighter Pass,
right,
which is $24.99.
Okay,
if you buy that, you're gonna get every single. There's gonna be five characters, five new characters. Each one will come with a stage and a piece of music
and the character.
So basically, you're getting three things, and if you buy them separately, it's $5.99 each. Okay. If you just buy the pass, it's $24.99.
Get that out of my face.
And I know you.
I thought it was funny that that's the first
Mii fighter they show is the fucking wearing the toad hat, which is the abomination that Tyler has created on our Smash Wii U.
So yeah, it's cheaper if you get the $24.99. You'll get everyone as they drop, and they're going to be dropping them through February 2020. So it'll be a whole year of just every couple months.
Which
I guess
is a good deal.
I guess it'll be every 2.5 months we'll probably get a new character or so.
And I think 25 is not a bad price.
And if you
it's gonna be over the course,
if
of
you
year,
get the so. Battle pass, battle pass, Jesus fucking Christ,
what is this, Fortnite?
If you get the Smash Fighter Pass, it gives you a Mii costume of who is it?
Oh, somebody from Persona?
Xenocross.
It's a character from Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which is cool. I'm going to get the pass, because why not?
I keep getting fucked by these Mii costumes, because all these characters that are such like a hype dream for me, like the EXE Mega Man in Wii U was like, I would never think they'd make a character of it, but the fact that they made a Mii costume, I was just like, fuck. And then in this one, the fact that they have the fucking custom Robo.
I love the Nintendo Labo costume. It's fucking
God. Oh my God. When
it's
I saw
fucking
that,
great.
I like... What do they even call it? It's like
Toy-Con.
Toy-Con. That's what it is.
It's
I saw
great.
That and I like laughed out loud because I was just like, why?
I think he looks so funny, dude.
I mean,
It's hilarious. It's cool. I like that they're doing that.
What
it's
a Nintendo thing to do.
Just sometimes, especially with Mega Man, I just wish they would have fucking
missed. So this was the funny thing to me. We were talking about this beforehand. So the leak came out earlier this week where Isaac from Golden Sun and Shadow went there, and literally the first two that they showed as assist trophies. We're fucking
they were like, you know
Shadow
what, fuck you.
And Isaac.
Because as I'm watching the direct and I realize that the leak obviously wasn't real, the next thing my mind drifted to was like, okay, hopefully this is like a DLC leak. Hopefully this can still happen. But then you see Shadow as an assist trophy and then Isaac as an assist trophy. Isaac was who
I
was most excited about for the leak. And so I was like,
he's the first one they show.
Because it would be so cool. It's obscure and it's like just so awesome. It's like, wow. And It is really just cool that he's an assist trophy at all.
They made a point to say that there's 59 assist trophies, more than Pokemon.
Yeah.
They have more assist trophies
which
than Pokemon.
Which is pretty wild that,
it's
they've,
insane.
That they've reached that point. Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's one of those things where it's like it's so hard to get mad. It's
and that's what I'm saying, like, or what we're saying. It's just like we're complaining about, like, we saw these modes today that we didn't necessarily want, and maybe it killed our hype for, like, today of being excited for what we were getting out of this Direct.
But at
the end of the day, like, this game's going to be incredible, and every Direct has knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess that's why they waited till the end to show this. Maybe they're not too confident in it, or maybe they really are, and they thought they were ending with, like, the hard hitters. Who's there really to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a weird thing where I think you're right that it's like, they waited till the end because... If they started with this and it seemed like Smash Ultimate was going to be this weird spirit thing, then it would have been a weird way to market it. But at the same time, as they pushed that off for that reason, they did a weird thing of like hyping up what this ending thing was going to be as something more than it probably was. I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see.
And I think, my favorite thing was obviously the two characters we got and then Petey Piranha and the five that we're going to get for DLC. So it's going to bring the roster to 80 characters, and that's not counting if you don't count Alf, if you don't count all the Koopa skins. Like,
oh,
it counts the Echoes,
right?
It just doesn't count Alf, and it doesn't count the Koopa kids and the Inkling costumes and
Knowing me, I'm probably gonna try and main Petey because he's a little trickster.
He's not. That's not Petey though. Petey's the big boy. He's just Piranha.
Petey Piranha.
But he doesn't. It's not the same thing.
I know we're gonna be calling him Petey, but
he is 100% gonna call him Petey.
Yeah.
Did you see what I wrote in the back?
Petey.
I did not. What's? Let me see. What'd you write? What'd you write? You little fucking.
It's under the video games.
You wrote. Smash me, daddy.
No. Under the video games.
Yeah.
No, under
the,
like
the rabbit fire. Yeah. Smash me on December. Peter the plant announced. OMG, he's on fire. Roar joins the battle.
I'm gonna get Peter.
I can already see it. Angela's in the other room, like fixing a fucking piece of cake, and it's like, who do you want me to pick for you? Give me Peter the plant.
You know, they also showed online, too.
They did. We should get into that because the online mode seems pretty... Like, I was surprised with some of the
levels. It takes
such
a good internet connection for it to work, though.
Yeah.
At least in the past.
I will never be a believer of playing Smash online until I actually see it work.
Yeah.
And I think they are taking steps because the big things are like... you can set your rules and try to prioritize your rules, but at the end of the day, the thing that's going to actually be prioritized is your distance to other players because we know that, like...
Yeah.
You're going to get a better experience if you're playing with somebody close to you.
They're picking,
people
close together. They're also setting it by... You can set it by rules.
Right.
It doesn't really look like there's a lot of rules yet.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll probably expand that over time.
They probably will, but it's just cool. I mean, with the Wii U and 3DS one, there was basically nothing you could change, if I remember right.
The thing is, though, I don't really worry about that much because when I play Smash, I'm mainly playing by myself or with friends. Like, I'm not overly concerned about online
stuff.
Yeah,
that's how I am, too. Although, like, I will say, if the online ever worked really well, I'd be so thrilled. And I do like that it's as robust as it is, because if it does happen to work well, the ranking system and everything seems very cool.
You get like a dog tag kind of thing when you beat somebody.
Yeah.
And you build them up over time.
Your ranking.
I like that. It's like you're in the military.
Yeah. And your ranking just in general is a cool way because the number actually means something. Like you immediately know, like 100,000, I'm better than 100,000 other people playing Smash. So I think that's a really cool idea. The problem is going to be the technology of internet just working and there not being like crazy latency, which has always been the problem. Ever since Smash Brawl, it was like, you know, very rarely do you get into a match where it's even playable. And even when it's playable, it's just, it doesn't feel the way it does when you're playing it at home. So I don't know. I want to see it work and I really hope it does.
I never actually tried playing online or ranked.
I did on 3DS.
I played on 3DS too. 3DS was a big step above Brawl, but yeah, you still would just get matches where it was like, it was loud.
It would usually be the other person that would be fucking up for me. Yeah. It would never be me.
Yeah. The cool thing that they do with Smash, though, is that... or with the online, they don't just... Like, if you're lagging, it's not going to be, like, where the game's still moving in real time and just shit's happening. I think they tie, like, the actual, like, frame rate to the lag.
Yeah.
So if it's lagging, it's just going to start going in, like, slow motion.
Right.
And stopping and starting up, which is aggravating, but at least nobody's getting, like, some fucking crazy weird shit happening.
I really thought that the other thing that they showed is that you could play...
online with
online, but like local play kind of thing.
Oh, the wireless. Yeah, that's a really cool thing too, because I think we were kind of wondering like how is that going to work. Like, although it was kind of a shoo-in, I couldn't see how they wouldn't do it.
Right.
But yes, it is cool that two people with Switches can just, you know, wirelessly play each other on their different Switches.
They gotta be close though.
Well, yeah, it's like the ad hoc.
But we could be in the same Bluetooth room. Like if someone's playing
ad hoc
something.
Was a PSP term.
It's like if somebody's playing something on a TV and a couple of us are just like fucking around our Switches, we could just play. You know what I mean?
On the 3DS, it was the infrared.
It was.
For Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
But yeah, that's cool. The thing I was getting at about if you're playing online, you can do split screen online, which is cool. If it works.
Oh, yeah. They also showed more amiibos, which is cool.
Ooh, they did.
They all looked really good, too.
The Petey Piranha plant?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Bless you.
I'm proud of myself because I've had like a head cold.
Damn.
I'm just making it through.
And the Incineroar one too.
Yeah, so basically they just showed the dates for that. Inkling, Ridley, and Wolf come out December 7th. King K. Rool, Ice Climbers come out February 15th. And then Isabelle, Pichu, Ken, Young Link, and Daisy will come out sometime in 2019.
Collect them all.
I kind of want to.
Yeah.
I'm at that point where I want a lot. I love Amiibo so much.
We have to before like they... Don't make
they
them
go
anymore.
Away
because eventually they do stop. They do go away, and the fact that they're re-releasing them and like releasing new ones is pretty cool. I'm definitely getting like Wolf
they're re-releasing all of them. Is that what's happening or no?
Probably in waves. Yeah, okay. That's what it seems. Like. I don't think it'll be as many, but yeah.
I mean, I would love to one day own all of them.
There's been many times.
Be so cool, but I'd
be 80 fucking characters.
There's been many times like this year when we were like, damn, like we should have bought them when they were out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
they're so hard to find.
But at the same time, that's like. Over $1,000.
Yeah,
it's just $12.
No, but for 80 of them.
I guess.
I mean, it's a lot of money for sure.
But I mean, I'd be down.
You don't have to get them all right away. You can get one each week.
That's true.
I just want ones of characters that I really love. Like,
still, maybe space it out a little bit more than each week.
No, I'm buying one a week.
Damn.
Oh, wow, I was wrong. It's not quite 1,000.
But it's tax. Like almost 1,000. Still,
the big man's got to take his cut.
I'm not adding tax to this.
Yeah. Well, the tax added, it would probably all be right. Like,
I mainly just want, what's I want this? Snake and Ridley and Wolf. Tax, like, I want all the ones added. That are new.
Oh, right over 1,000. Yeah, the Ridley one's going to be fucking awesome.
It is really cool.
I think the King K. Rool.
Oh, yeah, I want that one.
I think that one would be really cool.
Because that one's going to be like big.
What they use King K. Rool in during the like event shit? He was like just some big
man. He was gigantic.
Yeah, behind somebody.
he was like twice his size.
Yeah. Damn.
Yep.
I think when I look at him, I imagine him sounding like Oogie Boogie. So,
King K. Rool.
Yeah,
is that because we watched The Nightmare Before Christmas last night?
Maybe, but also just look at him. You don't think that he'd sound like that? His voice,
like, you know,
a deep Southern.
You just made me like think of something.
Okay.
I mean, I know they have like what's the Smash for the computer called?
Project M.
Project M, and like how people like can like mess with like costumes,
yeah,
and make them look different, but it's like the same character. It'd be cool if somehow they could do that for the Switch,
like jailbreak it and then start doing stuff.
Maybe not like that, because why? But like maybe they could be like a community and people like somehow upload it there, and then you could download it onto like your SD,
which you can already do with, you know, like the Mii costumes, right? Isn't that how you got half of the fucking sick ones on yours?
Well, what
the Mii costume? Like you can download.
It's not the same though as like
created. No, you can.
Oh, like Flying Man.
You can
and fucking Toad.
Well, the costume I got through DLC, but the way that the Mii looks, yes, you can. There's QR codes on the internet, and you can scan them with the Wii U gamepad, and that's how I got a lot of them.
But it's not the same as like what I'm like picturing. You know, it's like. Not the Mii characters, everyone else.
Picture it in my head
like,
again?
Like what she said, like someone could make like a skin for like King K. Rool to look like Oogie Boogie.
Kind of. So thing. Just for all the characters?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I'd be down. I feel like that'd never happen. But it's a nice
Mii fighters are fun, man. I feel like we should use them more.
People have...
They're fun.
I like
them.
So weird.
I don't think Angela likes them.
I like them. It just depends. If you have a lot of stuff unlocked for them and you can customize them in a good way.
I never liked them. They're too, like, their arms are too short.
They don't have reach. I will say that.
So
is
Mario, but...
Just use the gunner.
Yeah, but Mario's the...
Mario has more reach than, like, a Mii fighter.
Oh, see? That's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a part of Smash that's, like...
It's there.
Yeah, it's there. It's like the spirit mode, but better.
I mean,
it is much
better. I thought the Mii things were like cool back when like the Miis came out, because it was like the new thing.
I mean, they made sense for the time.
But Miis, like, I tell you what, Miis have fucking lasted.
But like people don't miss that they don't use Miis like anymore.
Yeah. You can, but yeah, you don't need.
You've got one, right? Did you make one on your Switch?
I mean, it's carried over from like my Wii.
Yeah, I transferred mine over too.
I don't even remember.
So it's the same one I've had since I first made it from the Wii.
Yeah,
you might need to add to it.
But no, yeah,
need. Like
I don't know,
the little meter might need to go a little bit.
Wow. Like the weight meter.
The weight meter. I don't know.
Damn.
I feel like overall. This Direct wasn't terrible or anything. It was just a lot of the modes they focused on.
It was underwhelming.
It was underwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, I'll straight up say I was disappointed, but it's because of, like I said before, it's because of the hype that I had for the leak, which is not Nintendo's fault. But I just, the spirit mode I don't care about, and they spent a lot of time with the spirit mode. So that's just going to, it's going to lose points with me because of that. But I mean, I still cannot, like this game is going to be so good.
The fact that you can.
Doesn't take anything away from how excited I am. The fact that you
can play as Pete Piranha and fight, Piranha Plant and fight Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
It's like, what is this game?
Like, what the fuck? It makes no sense.
But I'll tell you what.
Petey Piranha?
We're getting it. And we deserve it.
In like 5 weeks. It's fucking close. It's like, really close. You know how close that is?
You get your fucking GameCube controller tomorrow.
I do. That's what's wild, too. The GameCube controller comes out tomorrow, and so does the Smash bundle, the Switch bundle.
Comes out tomorrow?
The Super Smash Bros. Switch comes out tomorrow. The game just automatically downloads on the 7th.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Yep. Why? I mean, yeah, I guess.
So people will have it, I guess. Be ready.
Buy it in waves. Hey, maybe that's smart. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm more than excited for this game. Smash is like my favorite, one of my favorite series. I've played every single one. I've owned every single one. The hype's always there.
It's there. We're going to be playing it soon. How are y'all going to, what's going to be y'all's controller method of choice?
I'll switch around.
I mean, I've always played Smash with a GameCube controller.
Yeah, I want the like Joy-Cons.
Yeah, I think the Joy-Cons.
Joy-Cons probably feel like how the 3DS felt, I'm guessing.
Yeah, oh, probably a little bit better.
The button's a little bigger.
The analog stick is like a legit analog stick instead of that fucking circle thing.
But like, yeah. I'll do GameCube, but I'll probably get a Pro controller at some point.
Yeah, I've always. Because I like them. I mean, yeah, GameCube's such like a staple ever since Melee, and that's what I've always used, but I'm going to try to do the Pro controller.
At the end of the day, we're going to have so many fucking controllers.
We are. I do.
We already do, kind of.
I know.
Yeah.
I do hate, and it's a hardware thing, but just the limitation of the Switch where it can only connect eight Bluetooth inputs. And it does just suck that, like, you're kind of limited in that sense with how many pairs of Joy-Cons you can connect. Like, you couldn't straight up have eight people using Joy-Con pairs. If you did eight Joy-Cons, it would have to be everybody using an individual one.
We still haven't tried out if you can have two of the GameCube ports
connected. I was reading something about that too. Because apparently, you may have told me this before, I can't remember, but the two USBs, one of them's the connection, one of them's just the rumble.
Yeah.
So like, you could connect both.
Oh, you just don't need the rumble.
Which apparently the rumble doesn't really work on the Switch anyway. Really? Until they patch it in, which maybe they'll have it fixed for this.
Well, if we got to the point where we wanted the Rumble, I'm sure a splitter would work, right? Would it?
There was Rumble in the GameCube
controls? Oh, yes, it would, because that was the other thing.
The splitters do work?
I was reading you can literally connect the other two USBs into, like, a fucking wall thing if you want.
Oh.
Like, it just needs to be powered. One USB's got to connect to the Switch. The other USB just needs to be powered for the Rumble.
So we're good?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Sweet.
Everyone missed my really bad joke. But
what was it?
Are you ready to rumble? That's what she said.
Are you ready to rumble?
I feel like I had to acknowledge it, though, because I was like, other people who are listening to this are going to hear it in the background. So now it's just, like, awkward.
It's going to be sad.
So I was like, I got to freaking tell them
that. Hey, Incineroar, kind of, that's boxing.
Right. Oh, my gosh, he's on fire roar.
His fucking flame panties.
Should we close this one off?
They're cute.
Yeah.
So that has been the 30th episode of
Big
the weekly 3-0. Show.
Damn, I hope you guys liked it.
We're old.
No news, all it Smash.
It was cool doing just
it's
Smash
smashing.
Stuff.
Should we just become a Smash Brothers podcast? I feel like that's not the worst thing we could do.
People would probably listen to it.
Let's pivot.
Pivot. Pivot.
Pivot.
Friends.
Pivot.
But yeah, it was fun doing this because we all love Smash and it's fun to talk about and the game's almost here, so
it's so close.
Raise the hype. Before we close out, if you like what we do, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, and Spotify. And on social media, we're all there on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Miss the Bus Pod and Miss the Bus.
We never leave.
You search it, we're there.
We're here. We're in your homes.
We're here. We're ready to rumble.
Hide your
kids. I don't know where
it was. Yeah, send us email. Plants. Send us comments about what you think about Smash, your hype levels, how you're feeling. You know.
Yeah.
We want to know how hyped you are, people of the internet.
Bring the heat. Like Incineroar in his flaming panties.
Jesus, if this becomes our thing, that thing that is clearly a fucking fire belt.
It is a belt. But yes, until next time.
We love you all.
Bye.